Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court allows a Texas drag show law to continue to protect children. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's just an interesting time in our nation, in our society,
yeah,
Matt.
To say the least.
Ever think we'd be passing laws and going to court to try to protect children from these sexually oriented drag shows? I mean, years ago, this was not ever heard of. And now it's happening often, it seems like. We're talking about drag shows. And here's a case in Texas that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Texas protecting and enforcing its 2023 law banning these drag shows in front of children.
Yeah, these are sexually oriented drag shows that are done in view of children. And so when you see some of these, and I don't encourage you to see them.
No.
Because it's awful.
Children or adults have no business looking at this.
But we've seen some of these photographs or videos because we get some of this information where it's taking place in different places around the country, and we have to intervene and protect parents and children.
Like, we were involved in a case in Naples, Florida, where they wanted to do this drag shows out in public in front of children.
Yeah, and so in that particular one, they were doing that in the public park where children were. And they were inviting children to come up and put money into their waistbands.
And there's parents that were bringing their children. That's what gets me.
Which is crazy.
Yes.
The parents were allowing their kids to do that.
Taking them there.
This is child abuse, frankly, in my view.
Yes.
And so these Texas and other places, and this was done in 2023, passed a law that bans these sexually oriented drag shows in view of children. While the appeals court had removed a lower court injunction against the law last November, a two-judge panel upheld that removal, finding only one of the law's challengers had standing to sue, and that the lower court did not apply the governing Supreme Court standards in its legal conclusions. The panel sent the case back down to the lower court to reevaluate the case under several Supreme Court First Amendment precedents.
Yeah, it's called Texas Senate Bill 12, and it states that commercial venue owners may not allow a sexually oriented performance or performances that appeal to the interest in sex, so to speak, to be shown on the premises in the presence of individual minors.
Yeah, and it's actually the appeal to the what they call the prurient interest in sex. Now, nobody ever uses that word. So where does that word come from? It comes from a Supreme Court case many years ago. And so basically it's referring to obscenity. Obscenity has no First Amendment protection. And so when this happens and you have these kinds of performances that are sexually oriented and they're appealing to what they call their prurient interest in sex, that's obscenity. And that is done in the presence of minors, and there's no constitutional protection for that. There's a longstanding series of cases, and that's what the Court of Appeals said. You know, the lower court did not consider some of the Supreme Court First Amendment cases on point and now allowed the law to go into effect. So the law is now in effect. Litigation is still continuing.
And the law carries a $10,000 fine per violation. But it's not only the money, but I mean, once this kind of visual is imprinted upon a child's mind, that doesn't just go away.
Yeah, so five self-described LGBTQ organizations challenged the law, claiming its vagueness created a chilling effect on the First Amendment rights of drag show performances.
Really? So, First Amendment rights of drag show performance.
So, you know, here's the thing, though. The issue here is when you look at these things, it's pretty obvious what they're doing. These are sexually provocative. They are sexually revealing. They are horrible situations to present to kids. And why are they presenting it to kids? They're doing this so that they can actually, I think, break down their moral compass, break down their sensibilities, and really recruit them into this LGBTQ pit of hell.
And normalize this in our society to think, oh, well, this is normal. You know, children can see this. It's no big deal.
So this goes beyond just the clownish looking people in a library reading a book, which is bad enough because they're doing the same thing.
Men dressing up as clownish women.
Men dressing up as awfully looking women.
And doing sexual actions and whatnot. Yeah.
But this is drag shows. This is different than drag queen story hour, which is bad enough. Drag queen story hour is these men dressed as women in gaudy look. And then they're sitting down in libraries and they're reading these storybooks that are bad enough to kids. Mm-hmm. But these are men dressed as women, and they're gyrating in all kinds of sexually provocative ways with very sexually provocative clothing, with sexually provocative actions, and then in some of the cases, they're actually engaging or inviting kids to come forth. And in the Naples situation, because we have the videos of that and the photographs of it, they're actually coming forth and putting money in their waistbands. So in Naples, we were able to stop that. The litigation in Naples is still ongoing, but we were able to stop that. In the Court of Appeals now that governs Florida, the 11th Circuit, we filed a brief there because that drag show law is on appeal. In this particular case, the Texas drag show law is on appeal as well. It was challenged, as I mentioned, by these LGBTQ organizations. But now the Court of Appeals has ruled that they did not have the kind of standing necessary to bring the case and that the lower court got it wrong by overlooking some of the specific Supreme Court decisions and needs to reconsider it. The good news is that the Texas drag show law is going into effect while the litigation continues.
Absolutely. I mean, and this just brings back, you know, memories of the Florida case you mentioned in Naples, and Texas is conservative as well. So, but every state should be doing this. We have got to protect our children. What are we thinking to allow these LGBTQ organizations to try and normalize our children and to not help them understand they were created in the image of God.
Yeah, this is so
innocent and pure.
And they're trying to break down that innocence and purity of these kids. Well, the judges first noticed that four of the five challengers did not have standing to bring their First Amendment claims since their performances did not possess the sexually explicit content the law forbids for children, so that the Texas law was irrelevant to their case. However, the court found that a group called 360 Queen Entertainment did present shows in the presence of children with content that could arguably fall under the law's prescribed performances. The court then also remanded the case to the lower court, and this is significant, with instructions to examine the First Amendment claims under the U.S. Supreme Court's 2024 Moody versus Net Choice framework to determine whether any substantial applications of the law are unconstitutional in relation to its legitimate enforcement. The court also instructed the case to be freshly evaluated under the High Court's vagueness doctrine, a standard the lower court failed to use when it concluded that the law was unconstitutionally vague. So this particular law is going to continue in litigation. Pray that the outcome is favorable at the very end on the substance that these kind of performances, based on how the law is written, they fall outside of First Amendment protection. The First Amendment protects a lot of things. It protects things that makes your blood boil. You know, the First Amendment really works when it protects things that you disagree with. But one of the things the First Amendment historically has never protected, and that is obscenity. And obscenity in this particular case is exactly what this law, I believe, is trying to prohibit. Prohibit this kind of obscene performance in the presence of children. Children should not be sexually groomed. They should not be sexually assaulted. They should not be subject to these kinds of performances. And frankly, the law carries up to a $10,000 fine per violation. This law should be upheld, because mm-hmm. I think, Holly, it's critical that we protect our children.
Absolutely. I mean, this stuff is like perverted child abuse, you know. I mean, that just put that on the list. It's perverted child abuse.
Well, and you said, you know, once these images are in your mind, they're hard to get out of
your mind. Yeah, they grow up with that.
Especially for a little kid. I remember Dr. Judith Reisman, a good friend of mine, she passed away a few years ago. She did a lot of research on the imprint on the child's mind of these kinds of sexual images, and they are imprinted on there.
So don't forget this.
We need to protect these innocent children and their growing brains to protect them from this kind of sexual assault. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.